Cambodia was heavily contaminated by landmines during nearly three decades of conflict, beginning with the Vietnam War, and was one of the first group of nations to join the Mine Ban Treaty. Long after the end of hostilities, landmines prevent the use of farmland and endanger civilians. In 1997, 122 nations agreed to ban the manufacture, stockpiling, and use of landmines. In the years leading up to the treaty, campaigners around the world, including Buddhist monks in Cambodia, pictured here, pressured their governments to sign on. Like landmines, modern conflicts strike civilian life with devastating results. Battles fought among communities injure bystanders, damage healthcare services, and interrupt the supply of food, water, and electricity. Even in peacetime, the cost of maintaining a large army and buying weapons divert money away from programs that could improve the quality of life and prevent illness. Dr. Paul Farmer has worked trying to provide community healthcare in war-torn regions around the world. He describes the effect conflict has had on his efforts.
The roads get disrupted because of everything from landmines to barricades. You can't have a supply line if the roads are disrupted, obviously. The staff won't come out of their homes. They're frightened to go outside. There are curfews, etc.
But, Farmer says, he and his colleagues work to continue providing services even in the face of such disruptions.
For example, we sometimes carry surplus stock. And then finally, we work with community health workers because they actually don't have to travel on the road to reach their patients. So we've done our best in difficult situations, but there are limits to what we can do to prepare for the kind of disruption that accompanies political violence and war.